Thankful for the opportunity again to share with you God's Word. And every day we come to a new beginning or a new day. And this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's be thankful and rejoice in it. A couple of weeks we heard Don talk about putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and to press on it. Or in other words, make sure that you know what you're doing. And then last week, we heard that the freedom we have in Christ Jesus. And with freedom comes responsibility. And this morning, I just want to take the time of encouraging in our hearts of the Lord Jesus Christ, that one who came as a servant, that one who was the Son of God, that one who was willing to come and share his life or give his life for us. You know, each one of us here this morning is a servant, whether we work, whether we are at home, whether we play, we serve somebody. So I look at the Lord Jesus Christ here as the Father sent him to do this work, and he was willing to do this. Let's turn our Bibles then to John chapter 13. We see the Lord serving his disciples. We're going to see a couple of things. The Lord showing his love. The Lord has a host to his disciples. The Lord having fellowship with his disciples. And the Lord Jesus serving. That's what he came to do. One of the things that the Father said about his Son, the Lord Jesus, he said, in Isaiah 42 and verse 1, he said, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the Gentiles." Yes, right from the beginning, we see him as a servant. And he came and he did that work that the Lord gave him to do. And this morning, we are the recipients of that work because he died and he gave us new life, abundant life in Christ Jesus. This is a well-known story. I think maybe most of us have heard it before, but I have, a couple of new things maybe I want to push out there. And as we read, just remember that this is not my word or my saying. This is God's word. So let's read from John chapter 13 and reading from verse 1. And I have stopped in at some points and made comments. And it said, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things in his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God." So we'll stop there for a minute. Right away, the first verse we see here, God sending his Son. And here the Lord Jesus, he has been on this world or in the world and on this earth doing the work of the Father for at least 3 years. His ministry was about to complete. He was ready to go back to the Father where he came from, the glory where he came from. How did he know that his work was finished or coming to an end? Well, he was the Son of God. In John's Gospel, we read the Gospel is about the Son of God, the work that he came to do. So if you read that, you will know. First of all, here he has the love. So as we see it, a servant has to have love in his heart. The first thing, love in his heart. If you have no love, you cannot serve. How are you going to serve someone when you don't love that person or like that person? In other words, if you're going to serve, you got to have the love of God in your heart. And again, don't care what kind of service you're doing. You have to have love. Our bosses know if we are interested in the work. They are the first one to know that. So he will say, well, you don't like my work, or you don't work for me, or you don't come to work on time, or you're lazy and you don't show up. These are some of the things that goes on. So if you love, you show the love of God. And we as born-again Christian, we should show that. Yes, God has loved us. And if we're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we should show forth these traits that he gives us. And so right up here in the first verse, we see that God, the Lord Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. Yes, he was getting ready to go back to the Father. The work that the Father gave him to do was finished. And he was getting ready to go back. Sometime we get a job and the job isn't complete. And the boss said, well, how long is it going to take you to do it? Well, maybe you say another day, and the day come and it's not finished. And sometimes we get reprimanded. But this one, the Lord Jesus Christ came and he finished the work that the Father gave him to do. Not only that, but he loved them to the very end. To the very end. In verse 2, it said, and supper being ended, the devil already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Here we see the Lord Jesus as the host of this gathering. The host. He was having this, you want to call it a family gathering? Because this was separate from the crowd. There was no one around him. There was no calling, you know, Jesus. Everybody was following him. So this time, he was right there in that little house with his 12 disciples. Yeah. And he was the host of that gathering. Sometimes we think of our host. How are they? Loving? Are they kind? Yeah. They show you grateful attendance? Maybe they do. But this one, he knew what the Father sent him to do. And he was ready to go back to the Father where he came from. So he was showing these dear disciples the meaning of service. He did not stop there. Verse 3 said, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God. You can read John 17, 11, and 12, and you could see that all these were talking about the disciples. But present day is us as believers. He was asking the Father to keep them, you know, because the Father had given them to him, and none didn't perish while he was here, or none didn't walk away. So he was going away, so he's asking the Father to keep them for him. Yeah, he was still interested in them. He knew that the Father gave them to him. And I'm not only talking the disciples. We're talking about people who came to know the Lord Jesus Christ during his days on earth, during his mission as a servant during his time here. Yeah, there's a lot that came to him, but these 12 were chosen. These were the closest to him. So thinking of it, he's going to leave. He wanted to leave somebody in charge, somebody who know the scripture, somebody who has the right to say, well, I didn't choose myself. God himself or Jesus Christ himself choose me. Yeah, you want to know somebody who you can trust, somebody you can believe in. And this dear one, the God of glory, the Son of God, who died for us, we can trust in him. Yes, he was going back to the Father. And he knew this because he was the Son of God. And, you know, even before that, we saw Jesus' love, Jesus as the host, and Jesus is having fellowship. Can you imagine what he said? He called these dear ones, and he's telling them words of comfort, words of cheer, and words of farewell. Yeah, that one who we walk with day by day, that one who talk to us, that one who gather us and show us the way, that one who is going to leave us, that one who is still interested in us to the very end. He called us to himself, and he said, well, I'm going to leave you, but I want to continue. I want you to continue the work. I want you to press forward and show what I have shown you. And this is what these dear ones gather there to hear. Yes. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as he think on these things, he didn't shun away from it. Let's read verse 4. After supper, rose from supper and laid aside his outer garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. We'll just start there. So here is the servant. You know, the servant, he's both the host and he's a servant. And he's showing these one what he's going to do. This is the master. You know, he was sent by the great master. And yet here he is, he's going away. But he's going to show them the meekness, the loving kindness that these dear ones should show while he's gone away. He girded himself. First of all, he took off his outer garment and then he girded himself with a towel. And then he himself poured the water into the basin and he was ready to wash the feet of each disciple. One of the things I realize is that in Bible times, these dear ones wear sandals. I don't know if you read the scripture, you'll see that. And their foot got dirty. So first thing a host would do would cause one or appoint one of his servant to wash the feet as these dear ones come to the feast or the dinner or the supper. And so, the Lord Jesus, being the host, didn't shun away from that. He took the basin and he took the towel and he did that. He didn't ask nobody else to do it. Unique in his character. God so loved. He knew this had to happen. And so, he did. He started to wash. Remember, there was 12 of them still there. And verse 6, when he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. We just stopped there for a minute. So here we see the Lord Jesus. He washed, let's say maybe half of them, six disciples' feet. And then he comes to Peter. And Peter refuses. So the Lord Jesus said, well, if I can't wash your feet, then you have no part with me. And one time Peter was there denying the Lord to wash his feet. And then in the other time, there he was, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. Yeah, you think Peter got it? Well, maybe it takes some of us some time to get it, but yeah, I think he got it. He got it, because here was one who was with them all this time, and he was leaving. He was going away. Yeah, you wouldn't be seeing him no more for a long while. And he was refusing to be washed. And then it dawned upon him and said, well, you know, if I don't get washed, then I will miss it. And then he realized this is the Lord Jesus himself who I've been walking with, who have been teaching us, who have been caring for us. So he said, not only my feet, Lord, but my hands and my head. The water here in the scripture meaning a type of the word. The Peter refused because he did not know what really was happening. You see, Jesus was teaching them a lesson. Here, Jesus said to him in verse 10, Jesus said to him, he who is bathed need only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. That was the answer the Lord Jesus gave him. You see the word change here? We see bath and wash. The Lord Jesus said bath. Now, what does that mean? This too is a part of spiritual meaning. It's mean here, when each disciple came to the Lord Jesus, he gave their heart to him. You did that one time. One time. Like us, we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that bath, you're completely bathed in him. The word of God cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Yeah. The washing of feet, the Lord was saying, yeah, we are in the world and we get contaminated. We get sin in our life. Yeah. So, as a daily cleansing, we have to wash our feet. We have to come to him to ask for forgiveness. We have to say, Lord, I have sinned. Forgive me from all my sin. Daily cleansing. This is what this is all showing here. The washing of feet and the bath. The bath, you have been saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The washing of feet, we need that every day. The daily cleansing that we do. We come to the Lord Jesus and ask for cleansing. We can't cleanse ourselves, no. This is why we have a mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Yes, dear ones, the Lord here is still showing that he's still willing to do all of this to save mankind. Yeah, I can't do what he can do, but I can trust in him. He saves me, he keeps me, he supply my every need. And we have the word right there. Why should we shun it? You know, you don't believe what I'm saying, but read it yourself. We have books, we have the knowledge. You can ask other scholar, other people, and they will maybe come to the same conclusion or near that conclusion. Yes, the Lord Jesus wanted to show them he was going away. He wouldn't be with them very long, you know, because that time was coming. And he knew that because he was the Son of God. He knew that. He knew the time was coming. And he was ready to depart from them. Therefore, he has to leave that place, set in his life, in their lives, so that they can continue. We gather here Sunday, we gather here Thursday. There is someone here who are in charge. Yeah, you have somebody, even if nobody showed up, you're here. Yeah, because that's the principle. We are here on a Thursday night. We are here on a Sunday morning. We are here on a Sunday night. And God asks us to do these things because you never know when someone need counseling, need advice, need to hear the gospel, because that's what we are saved to do. We are here to bring forth the gospel, to save, not we to save them, but God to save them. They hear the word, they believe, and they accept what the word said by the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see in verse 11, for he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. Yes, when the Lord Jesus say that there, he's talking about Judas, because he know this one was going to betray him. Dear ones, could you believe that here the Lord Jesus Christ was washing, I think they would sit in a circle here, and here the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who knows everything, and he comes to Judas, and he's right down here washing his feet. He's right where he can wash his feet. And although the Lord Jesus Christ know that this one was going to betray, he didn't say, you're going to betray me. No. He continued washing his feet. Could we do that? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We would say something. You would say, well, you're going to betray me. But I still am washing your feet. The Lord didn't do that. No. He knows that. He continued to show the perfect love that he had for these dear ones. Why do we do this? Why do the Lord Jesus do this? Because that's what he came to do. He came as a king, they refuse him. He came as a servant, and that's what he's doing. A servant does what he's asked to do. A servant shows the love of God in his heart. A servant calls us together and teaches us. And that's what the Lord has been doing during his ministry here on earth. And here he was ready to depart back to the Father. And the Father knowing all things. So we see, first of all, a servant has love. And then a servant must be willing. We have to be willing to do the work. Yeah? Yeah. When you're not showing up to work, you either called out sick or you can't make it. You take a personal business day or you take a mental health day. We have all these things now, you know? Yeah. And you said you just feel not to go to work. You want to, the mind want to build up on something. I don't know what that is. If it's the Bible, then that's great. But you want to do something else and you stay from work. But all of this doesn't matter. The Lord Jesus Christ was there for us. He gave himself for us, and he did the work. And so the washing of feet was finished. So verse 12 we say, so when he had washed their feet, he take his garment and sat down again. He said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You know, Jesus always like asks a question with a question or an answer with a question. And I guess they think about it. We would. And he continued to talk. What I have done to you? Verse 13, he said, you call me teacher and Lord, and you may well. And you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. And here the Lord Jesus was giving an example here. Do you think that, yes, this washing of feet Was this scriptural to continue? No, I don't think so. This was just a one-time deal. This was the Savior, the Master. He was going away, and he was showing his love, his humility, his thinking for these dear ones who was going to be missing him for a while. You know, one of the things that the Lord said about Judas, Psalm 41:9, and it said, "Even my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who hate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me." Read that one time when you go home. Yeah, the friend. For 3 years, Judas was with him on this earth. Can you imagine? And here is a friend. You call me friend? You remember when he come to give the Lord Jesus away into the sinful man's hands? And he come up to kiss him? And Jesus said, "Friend, what are you doing?" Yeah. Even in those dark days, the Lord Jesus was still humble, still a servant. He did not shun away from it. He showed them. Yes. So the Lord Jesus, although he was the Master, he was sent by the Master, he's the servant. And now he's going to send these dear ones out into the world to do the work as they have seen him do. So he's showing them that they are not greater than they. Even the baby. If you're a king, you're not greater than the worker. If you're a queen, you're not greater than the regular worker. If you're the president, you're not. Because there is one who is greater than us. Yes, the one who made the heavens, the one who sees us, the one who rules in our lives day by day. What do we take from this? What do we take from this? He showed them as an example, right? So we individual believer, should continue to show the love of God, the love of Christ to other believers. And how do we do that? By showing them the Word of God. And not only the Word of God, but show them in general term how the Lord loves us. Yeah. And then they will say, "Well, I didn't think Benny would do that." But there it was. He put out his hand and he shook it. This morning, dear ones, we have this privilege. There is another quote in Mark 10:45, and it said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." And this is what we do, dear ones. As born-again Christian, we serve each other, and we serve those who hasn't known the love of God yet in their heart. If you're here this morning and you haven't known the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is still time. There is still time. And there comes a day when each one of us have to stand before God to give a report of what we have done in our bodies. Verse 15 again, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Yeah, verse 17. It's not only that we know these things. You know, we got to do them. Yes, dear ones, we got to do that. The God of glory love, he shows love, but he also gave the only begotten Son. And the Son came and died for us. So this morning, I encourage your hearts as we maybe gold from here. You read these verses and continue to think on these things, that a servant who was mighty, a servant who came, a servant who did the work of his father, he did not shun away from it. And he did not pretend that he knew it, because he knew it. Let's look at a quick passage here in 1 Peter. 1 Peter. First Peter 21, 1 Peter chapter 2, and reading from verse 21 to 25. And verse 21 says, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile. He returned, or reviled in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep gone astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Yes, so this is what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He who had no sin, he who was by himself, he left the glory, he left his father, and he came into the world to suffer for you and for me. And this morning, it's still available. The love of God, you can know him as your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you haven't done that, the door is still open, and you can believe in these things. The Lord Jesus Christ showed his love. And he showed that one day he's coming back again to take us all to be with him. So then, as we close, a servant first of all must have love. Love. We must have love to serve, dear ones. Yeah. And you might say, well, I love you. But yeah, that's not the love we're talking about. You know, you have to talk about the agape love, God love. Yeah. How about you seeing me and not passing by you? We had a superintendent in Neptune one time. He's now retired. And he lives on the boardwalk here. And if you go to the boardwalk and you're like 2 miles away, he sees you and he's calling you, shouting out your name. And then when you come up to him, he says, "Well, I was watching you. I think you was going to pass and didn't say, hi, Dr. Lake." He's always out there on that boardwalk. So the Lord is always watching us. He's watching what we're doing. A servant must be willing. We have to be willing to work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we have to show him that we care, that we have that responsibility. When we get something to do, we got to do it. Yeah. And then we have to be humble. A servant must be humble. He humbled himself. Yes, he humbled himself. And the last one, we must be obedient. Obedient, dear one. That's it. Obedient. We have to obey. Sometimes even when we don't want to take out the trash, it's your duty. Take out the trash. Yes. And then when you take it out, somebody will say, "Well, you take out the trash." Yes, I did. But that's minute in what the Lord asks us to do. Obey his command at all times. Live by what he says and do what is right in his sight. This morning, the Lord Jesus has given us this responsibility. as sons and daughters of His, we can continue to carry the good news wherever we go, not only here in the chapel, not only where we live, but even if we take a vacation. Yeah, somebody might come up to you and say, who are you? What church you go to? And all this kind of stuff. You get that conversation in the plane. You know, when the plane is flying and you have these bumps, somebody is not talking to you. All of a sudden, they hold you and talk to you. Yeah. So you make this straight, you know. You have this opportunity, so you give it to them. Thank you, dear ones, for coming and listening to this. There is a hymn, and it's in the black book. It said, Jesus, then, alone, Jesus, thou alone art worthy, ceaseless praises to receive, for thy love and grace and goodness, rise our hall, our thought conceived. This morning, he's still a servant, and he's in the heavens, but we leave us here as servant to serve each other. So let's go out and continue to do that. Oh, Father and our God, we thank thee for the opportunity we have in herald forth in the good news. God love us. God condescend to send his son. And he came and died for us. Help us then this morning, Father, to take your word in and to leave this place rejoicing that one so loved me is willing to listen to anything I have to say. Bless our heavy hearts here this morning. And cause, Father, those who are in deep waters, those who are in going through deep trouble, we just pray that you might pull alongside them and comfort them this morning. We will think of those who are sick, those who are in nursing home, those who are at home and still not well. Father, we just pray that you might continue to encourage them and watch over them and bless them. Hear our cries this morning, our Father. Accept the thanks we offer to thee and lead us out in victory. In your name, in your grace, and in your love, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.